You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and I'm back with the second episode of our brand new show, The Top News Podcast. Here we'll bring to you the top stories of the day from Monday through Friday. Let's begin with the top headlines for the day, and as we progress in the podcast, I'll share more details. First up, the government released the data for the first quarter of financial year 2021-2022, and the GDP came in at 20%. Moreover, Sensex ended at a record high for the second day in a row on August 31st, and the broader index Nifty hit the 17,000 mark for the first time. Meanwhile, India's largest car maker is looking to cut production in September. And on the global front, US's longest war in Afghanistan has finally ended with Taliban's return to power. In India, meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has formed a high-level group on Afghanistan in the view of the evolving situation in the country. On the health front, a scientist says the COVID third wave could peak in October and November. Let me start with the GDP print for the first quarter of FY 2022, which is in line with the expectations. India witnessed a GDP growth of 20.1% as against the CNBC TV 18 poll of 19.8%. Due to the national lockdown last year, GDP had contracted by nearly 24%, and because of that low base effect, a CNBC TV 18 poll had pegged growth this year at nearly 20%. While economists had expected a divergence between GDP and the gross value added, that is GVA, to remain, the GVA was recorded at 18.8% versus the CNBC TV 18 poll of 17.9%. Meanwhile, the manufacturing sector grew by 49%, whereas the construction sector recorded growth at 68%. Industry's growth was recorded at 46%, whereas the service sector expanded by 11%. Speaking about the numbers, Crisil's D.K. Joshi said the second wave of COVID was virulent but didn't impact the economy as bad as expected. Economist Pranab Sen, on the other hand, said the numbers are a lot better than what was expected, and this suggests that the fact that there was no nationwide lockdown during second wave has helped. He says that we overreacted last year. Next up, Indian equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty scaled new record highs and closed over a percent higher as investors pushed metal, pharma and IT stocks higher. The Sensex closed at 57,500, up over 600 points, and the Nifty 50 index closed over 200 points higher, surging past the 17,000 mark. Nifty has seen the fastest ever 1,000 point gain in its move from 16,000 to 17,000. The broader markets supported the rally as mid-cap and small-cap indices surged 0.16 and 0.37%. However, the market breadth remained mildly in favor of declines. Well, speaking of the monthly predictions, Nifty is expected to post the biggest monthly gain in the last 9 months since November 2020. This came after the index posted monthly losses in the last 2 months. Moving on, India's largest automaker is looking to cut production in September due to a shortage of semiconductors. This may result in the extension of a waiting period for some of the products. The development comes a day after the auto manufacturer had announced that it is getting ready for a substantial price hike in the upcoming month. This will be the fourth price hike since January due to a sharp rise in commodity costs. According to industry estimates, Maruti Suzuki has reduced production by 37% compared to July and is likely to produce under 107,000 units in August and could scale back production to under 100,000 units in September. In a crucial update on the Afghanistan crisis, US President Joe Biden has announced that America has ended its longest war in Afghanistan. He made the announcement hours after the final US evacuation plane flew out of the Kabul airport amid celebratory gunfire from the Taliban, leaving the country in disarray and its future uncertain under the rule of hardline Islamist militants. The last plane carrying US forces left Afghanistan on August 30th around midnight, and that is a day ahead of schedule. This ends a 20-year war that left nearly 2,500 American troops dead and spanned four presidencies. Meanwhile, in India, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that PM Modi has formed a high-level group on Afghanistan. This group comprises External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and more senior officials. They've been asked to focus on the immediate priorities of India. According to sources, the group has been meeting regularly over the last few days. It is seized of issues pertaining to the safe return of stranded Indians, the travel of Afghan nationals to India, and assuring that the territory of Afghanistan is not used in any manner for terrorism directed against India. Next up is an update on the possible third wave of COVID-19. A scientist involved in the mathematical modeling of the pandemic says India may see the third wave of COVID-19 peaking between October and November if a more virulent mutant than the existing ones emerges by September. He, however, said that the intensity of the third wave is expected to be much lower than the second one. Manindra Agarwal is an IIT Kanpur scientist who is part of the three-member team of experts who have been tasked with predicting any surge in infections. He said that if the third wave peaks, the country may see only 1 lakh daily cases as against more than 4 lakh when the deadly second wave was at its peak in May. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com. Thank you for listening.